This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 17th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel remains warm and sunny this afternoon. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. Perfect conditions for those spending time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, a senior IDF official warns that tensions with Iran could escalate rapidly as the ceasefire with the U.S. is set to expire tonight without a renewed agreement, reports Walla just minutes ago. Also, Iran announces a new agreement with Oman over the Strait of Hormuz. Times of Israel reports that meanwhile, former U.S. President Donald Trump emphasizes stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions as a top priority. Also this hour, Maariv reports that Jared Kushner's recent activities are seen as a tactical move by Hamas amid ongoing U.S.-led negotiations in Gaza and Israel. Separately, JNS covers the rebuilding efforts of an Israeli kibbutz close to the Hezbollah border, highlighting resilience amidst ongoing tensions. And finally, Forward writes about a new wave of anti-Israel sentiment among Republican candidates in the Florida primaries, reflecting a shift in political dynamics. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shares that Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Esmail Baghai mentions prolonged talks with Oman due to complex issues and interference from other actors. This was posted just minutes ago. Raylan Givens comments on former President Trump's assertive rhetoric, quoting him as saying, "If Oman gets in the way, we'll bomb the shit out of them." This post emerged recently. IL Red Alert tracks President Trump's confirmation of direct negotiations with Iran's Revolutionary Guard, insisting on Tehran's abandonment of its nuclear plans. This was just under half an hour ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation involving Iran, Walla reports a senior IDF official's warning about potential rapid escalation. The ceasefire, based on a memorandum of understanding, expires tonight with no new agreement in sight. This creates uncertainty in the region and elevates concerns about possible military confrontations. Turning to Times of Israel's coverage, Iran's announcement of an agreement with Oman comes as the 60-day deadline for the memorandum of understanding expires. While former President Trump continues to prioritize stopping Iran's nuclear development, tensions rise with drone strikes targeting sites in Iraq. This agreement with Oman may ease some regional tensions, but challenges remain. Meanwhile, Maariv highlights Jared Kushner's involvement in Gaza, which some view as a strategic move by Hamas amidst ongoing U.S.-Israel discussions. Kushner's efforts seem aimed at stabilizing the situation, but skepticism lingers regarding Hamas's intentions. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact security dynamics. In other developments, JNS reports on a kibbutz near the Hezbollah border that is rebuilding despite the risks. This effort underscores the community's resilience and determination to maintain normalcy, even under threat. Finally, Forward's coverage of the Florida primaries points to Republican candidates adopting anti-Israel stances. This shift suggests a changing political landscape in the U.S., where criticism of Israel is becoming a more prominent campaign issue. The implications for U.S.-Israel relations could be profound. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that an insurance agency has been fined 10.5 million shekels for encouraging unlawful pension withdrawals. The Capital Market Authority's review found serious violations that prompted this penalty. Separately, concerns grow over Revolut's entry into Israel due to tightening European regulations, as per Israel Hayom Business. The digital bank's delayed launch threatens to stall competition in the financial sector. And finally, Globes reveals that Microsoft has appointed Nati Amsterdam as its new general manager in Israel. Amsterdam's previous role at Nvidia positions him for the challenges ahead at Microsoft. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.